Although the attractive graying human male had been a lord for many years, he was new to his rank of High Lord. Talon's untimely demise had paved the way for Warkon's promotion. Vol had enjoyed watching Warkon step into the role as if he had been born to it. While Sith truly trusted no one but themselves and the Force, Vol nonetheless regarded Warkon among those who fell on the side of less likely to betray him.
"She is very strong with the dark side,"
High Lord Takaris Yor offered.
"Stronger than anyone we have ever heard of."
That was quite a statement, coming from the master of the Sith Temple. Few on Kesh had as extensive a knowledge of the Sith's past, and now their present as they expanded across the stars, as this deceptively mild, dark-skinned, middle-aged human. Yor had ambition, but oddly for a Sith, it was largely not personal. His ambitions were for his students. He was content to teach them as best he could, then set them loose on an unsuspecting world, turning his attention to the next generation of Tyros. Yor spoke seldom, but when he did, all listened, if they were wise.
"Stronger than I," said Vol mildly,
his face pleasant, as if he were engaged in idle chit-chat on a lovely summer's day. Yor was unruffled as he turned toward the Grand Lord, bowing as he replied.
"She is an ancient being. It seems to me foolish not to learn what we can from her."
Vol smiled a little. Yor had not actually answered the question.
"One may learn much about a Rukaro by standing in its path, but one might not survive to benefit from that knowledge."
"True. Nonetheless, she is useful. Let us suck her dry before discarding the husk. Reports indicate that she still has much knowledge and skill in manipulating the Force to teach us and future generations of the Lost Tribe."
"She is not Sith,"
said Warkon. The scorn in his melodious voice indicated that that single damning observation should be the end of the debate.
"She is,"
Sashel protested.
"Not the way we are Sith,"
Warkon continued.
"And our way, our culture, our values, our heritage must be the only way if our destiny is to remain pure and unsullied. We risk dooming ourselves by becoming overly reliant on someone not of the tribe, no matter how powerful she might be."
"Sith take what we want,"
said Sashel, stepping toward Warkon. Vol watched both of them closely, idly wondering if Sashel was issuing a challenge to her superior. It would be foolish. She was nowhere near as powerful as Warkon. But sometimes ambition and wisdom did not go hand in hand. Her full diminutive height was drawn up, and she projected great confidence in the Force.
"We will take her, and use her, and discard her when we are done. But for love of the dark side, let us take her first. Listen to High Lord Yor. Think what we can learn. From all that we have heard, she has powers we cannot imagine."
"From all that we have heard, she is unpredictable and dangerous,"
countered Warkon.
"Only a fool rides the Uvak he cannot control. I have no desire to continue to sacrifice Sith sabers and lords on the altar of aiding Abeloth and furthering her agenda, whatever it might be. Or have you failed to realize that we don't even truly know what that is?"